Good topics, great guests, all the time. Unbound Radio.
One world currency.
A new world order.
Those are the roots of trouble.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice, tumbling down the rabbit hole. Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to be. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of election, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. But I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people.
And now, welcome to another episode of Down the Rabbit Hole. Here's your host from FederalJack.com. It's Popeye.
For hundreds of years, an elite group of oligarchs have ruled the land, fueled by a legacy of sex, money, power, and greed. In the last 60 years, their power has become more consolidated as they have become more organized. Their very own white papers and other documents show the diabolic plans they have in store for the population. Shade the Motion Picture, an Embellus and Bermas film, featuring Shepard Embellus, Jason Bermas, Alex Jones, Clyde Lewis, Webster Tarpley, Jordan Maxwell, Rosalind Peterson, Michael Murphy, reggae artist Skoll, Luke Radowski, Servano Gonzalez, and more. Buy your copy of Shade the Motion Picture DVD right now at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
Professional talk, professional opinion, no jib jab, Unbound Radio. Cave for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. Annabella Sabrina's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department does not care for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We gotta let them know that their world government has been identified, and they thought they just cleared the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead, it's gonna bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up. Speak out.
Shade the motion picture. Order your copy of the movie today at shadethemotionpicture.com.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
IntelliHub.com, just the website you were looking for to get all of your news from. Whether it be health, science, geopolitics, globalism, depopulation, or the ever-increasing police state, IntelliHub.com covers it all. You can expect top-of-line daily reports from our reporters and journalists, such as Avalon, JG Vibes, Shepard Ambellis, Derek Bros, Servano Gonzalez, and more. Check out IntelliHub.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Intelligence Hub. IntelliHub.com.
Do you like losing your rights to tyranny? Just asking. Get Unbound. Unbound Radio.
For hundreds of years, an elite group of oligarchs have ruled the land, fueled by a legacy of sex, money, power, and greed. In the last 60 years, their power has become more consolidated as they have become more organized. Their own white papers and other documents show the diabolic plans they have in store for the population. Shade the Motion Picture. Order your copy of the DVD today. ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade the Motion Picture. A view into the globalist domain. An Embellus and Burmese film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We are going to let them know the new world government has been identified, and they thought they had cornered the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up. Speak out.
Shade the Motion Picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
IntelliHub.com, just the website you were looking for to get all of your news from. Whether it be health, science, geopolitics, globalism, depopulation, or the ever-increasing police state, IntelliHub.com covers it all. You can expect top-of-the-line daily reports from our reporters and journalists, such as Avalon, JG Vibes, Shepard Ambellus, Derek Bros, Servano Gonzalez, and more. Check out IntelliHub.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Intelligence Hub. IntelliHub.com.
Did you know that you don't have to be in front of your computer to listen to Unbound Radio? Now you can listen to Unbound Radio on your smartphone. Just download the TuneIn app at your Google or Apple store and do a search for Unbound Radio. Save us as a preset, and you can take Unbound Radio with you anytime, anywhere. Unbound Radio on TuneIn, your source for truth in a society of lies.
Unbound Radio, civilized talk about unruly subjects.
Silence is the enemy. Worries have power, but actions speak louder. Pretend to be free till you die a slave, a soldier in the desert searching for a ghost in the cave for the corporation. I run out of patience, sick of seeing troops sent to die for your lies. Spending dollars in debt, we holler in protest till we have your arrest. We will not rest, and we know.
Are you looking for a fresh new option when it comes to getting your daily news? Look no more. IntelliHub.com. Independent news for independent minds. Check out our exclusive articles daily by top reporters at theIntelliHub.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shane, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. Annabella Zimbrini's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We have to let them know the new world government has been identified, and they thought they just cloned the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up, speak out.
Shane the Motion Picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at ShaneTheMotionPicture.com.
Did you know that you don't have to be in front of your computer to listen to Unbound Radio? Now you can listen to Unbound Radio on your smartphone. Just download the TuneIn app at your Google or Apple store and do a search for Unbound Radio. Save us as a preset and you can take Unbound Radio with you anytime, anywhere. Unbound Radio on TuneIn, your source for truth in a society of lies.
Fill it to the rim with Unbound Radio.
We're at the siege. If you hear me, please respond. Wake up, everybody. Can't you hear the alarm? It's the age of the cyber soldier. Where military uses video games to mold ya. Prepare for the draft. Parents say goodbye to your children. Time to cheer, lead the killing. With the flag, mom and dad. Not sure when I'll return.
This is Sparta!
Now that big business has finally discovered the preparedness market, it becomes difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, with the best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and much, much more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. And don't forget to look for the deal of the day. Unique and affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. And get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, food independence, and self-reliance, visit MyPatriotSupply.com. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Unbound Radio. It just feels right.
Is there a juicy part in it for me?
For hundreds of years, an elite group of oligarchs have ruled the land, fueled by a legacy of sex, money, power, and greed. In the last 60 years, their power has become more consolidated as they have become more organized. Their very own white papers and other documents show the diabolic plans they have in store for the population. Shade the Motion Picture, an Ambellus and Burmese film, featuring Shepard Ambellus, Jason Burmese, Alex Jones, Clyde Lewis, Webster Tarpley, Jordan Maxwell, Rosalind Peterson, Michael Murphy, reggae artist Skoll, Luke Radowski, Servano Gonzalez, and more. Buy your copy of Shade the Motion Picture DVD right now at shadethemotionpicture.com.
Spread the love. Tell a friend about the network. Unbound Radio.
Forget what you knew. Welcome to the motherfucking battlefield.
I two-step with Lucifer, and ever since I started dancing, I walked the fine line between Einstein and Charles Manson. Starved this famine with my stomach growling, like someone shouting 100,000 times louder than thunder pounding. It's ground and I'll punch your mouth in. I'm king of the mountain with my life in this project like it's public housing. Counting on the fact I'm...
new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. Annabella Sabrina's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We are going to let them know the new world government has been identified, and they thought they just cloned the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead, it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up, speak out.
Shade the Motion Picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
IntelliHub.com, just the website you were looking for to get all of your news from. Whether it be health, science, geopolitics, globalism, depopulation, or the ever-increasing police state, IntelliHub.com covers it all. You can expect top-of-line daily reports from our reporters and journalists, such as Avalon, JG Vibes, Shepard Ambellis, Derek Bros, Servano Gonzalez, and more. Check out IntelliHub.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Intelligence Hub. IntelliHub.com.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Unbound Radio.
Did you know that you don't have to be in front of your computer to listen to Unbound Radio? Now you can listen to Unbound Radio on your smartphone. Just download the TuneIn app at your Google or Apple store and do a search for Unbound Radio. Save us as a preset, and you can take Unbound Radio with you anytime, anywhere. Unbound Radio on TuneIn, your source for truth in a society of lies.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. Annabella Sabrina's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We never let them know that your world government has been identified, and they thought they just clawed the world economy, to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead, it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up. Speak out.
Shade the motion picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
IntelliHub.com, just the website you were looking for to get all of your news from. Whether it be health, science, geopolitics, globalism, depopulation, or the ever-increasing police state, IntelliHub.com covers it all. You can expect top-of-line daily reports from our reporters and journalists, such as Avalon, JG Vibes, Shepard Ambellis, Derek Bros, Servano Gonzalez, and more. Check out IntelliHub.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Intelligence Hub. IntelliHub.com.
Did you know that you don't have to be in front of your computer to listen to Unbound Radio? Now you can listen to Unbound Radio on your smartphone. Just download the TuneIn app at your Google or Apple store and do a search for Unbound Radio. Save us as a preset, and you can take Unbound Radio with you anytime, anywhere. Unbound Radio on TuneIn, your source for truth in a society of lies.
Feeling stiff? Time to unwind. Get Unbound. Unbound Radio.
what it's like to be the bad man, to be the sad man behind blue eyes.
For hundreds of years, an elite group of oligarchs have ruled the land, fueled by a legacy of sex, money, power, and greed. In the last 60 years, their power has become more consolidated as they have become more organized. Their own white papers and other documents show the diabolic plans they have in store for the population. Shade the Motion Picture. Order your copy of the DVD today. ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade the Motion Picture. A view into the globalist domain. Annabella Zimmerman's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department does not care for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We are going to let them know that the new world government has been identified, and they thought they just cloned the world economy, bringing in a worldwide police state, but instead, it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up. Speak out.
Shade the Motion Picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
Did you know that you don't have to be in front of your computer to listen to Unbound Radio? Now you can listen to Unbound Radio on your smartphone. Just download the TuneIn app at your Google or Apple store and do a search for Unbound Radio. Save us as a preset and you can take Unbound Radio with you anytime, anywhere. Unbound Radio on TuneIn, your source for truth in a society of lies.
Tired after a hard day of slave labor? Unwind. Get unbound. Unbound Radio.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life. That there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there, like a splinter in your mind, driving you mad. It is this feeling that has brought you to me. This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to be. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. All I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Well, we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence, on infiltration instead of invasion, on subversion instead of election, on intimidation instead of free choice, on guerrillas by night instead of armies by day. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not published. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silenced, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed. But I am asking your help in the tremendous task of informing and alerting the American people.
And now, welcome to another episode of Down the Rabbit Hole. Here's your host from FederalJack.com. It's Popeye.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to tonight's live edition. It is May 27th, 2013, Memorial Day 2013 here in the good old USSA. Everybody is celebrating their freedom with barbecues today, but do we really have freedom? Do we really have freedom? We're going to get into that tonight. True freedom. What is it really? I mean, do we really have it anymore? Do people even pay attention anymore? Yeah, it's going to be an interesting broadcast tonight. And joining me tonight for the next 2 hours is a good friend of mine and fellow radio show host and someone who I consider to be, like, you know, a lot of the listeners like to consider me their Morpheus. Well, this individual is like Morpheus to me in a lot of ways. He knows this. He's a very good friend of mine. He's helped me wake up to many things. Let me bring to the airwaves for you Mr. Mark Passio. Mark, welcome back to the air, brother.
Popeye, thank you so much for having me on again, and it is always a pleasure to be here.
Man, since the last time I talked to you, the world has become an insane place. Not that it wasn't insane the last time we chatted, but it's almost like we live in Idiocracy. I mean, that's basically the only way I could put it, is we're living in that movie, dude.
Everything is ramping up. It's all being ratcheted up. I call it, we're in the times of pressure from above and pressure from below. That's what's going on right now. You know, the mindless masses of humanity are receiving pressure from, you know, the bottomless depths of the pits of immorality. You know, the powers that shouldn't be basically pushing on them, and the people who are of higher consciousness, you know, who are trying to wake them up and you know, expose the agenda that's taking place right before our eyes, they're trying to pull them up. So, you know, there's a pressure from above and pressure from below, as I like to say. And I just wonder sometimes how long could people possibly stay in their slumber of ignorance? How long can they possibly stay in their slumber of apathy? And how long could they possibly stay in their slumber of laziness? You know, what would it take? You know, I think it's going to take nothing short of them not being physically able
Mark, I'm going to duck you off right there because the break's sneaking up on us, but I want to pick it up right there. Ladies and gentlemen, 1 minute. We're going to get back into this conversation much deeper. Stay tuned.
For hundreds of years, an elite group of oligarchs have ruled the land, fueled by a legacy of sex, money, power, and greed. In the last 60 years, their power has become more consolidated as they have become more organized. Their very own white papers and other documents show the diabolic plans they have in store for the population. Shade the Motion Picture, an Embellus and Bermas film, featuring Shepard Embellus, Jason Bermas, Alex Jones, Clyde Lewis, Webster Tarpley, Jordan Maxwell, Rosalind Peterson, Michael Murphy, reggae artist Skoll, Luke Radowski, Servano Gonzalez, and more. Buy your copy of Shade the Motion Picture DVD right now at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
We bring Unbound Radio to life.
It's alive! It's alive! It's alive! It's alive!
We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and going into break, Mark brought up a good point. What is it going to take for people to wake from their slumber and actually see what's going on? I mean, there comes a point where it's just getting a bit ridiculous, where, really? You know, when you see these videos where people go out and do the man on the street videos, Mark, and they ask these people, well, do you think Obama's doing anything wrong, or do you agree with, you know, this, that, or the other thing, and you see some of these people saying that, oh, it's okay for, you know, him to abuse his power or whatever like that. And I'm just using, it's a minute example, but the point is, you have somebody blatantly abusing their authority, and people just don't care. It's like, Who cares? What's the big deal, right?
Yeah, we don't care that there's slavery taking place. You know, we don't care about all this immorality going on all around us. You know, as long as we have some chips and beer and a football game or a baseball game or, you know, any other mindless entertainment thrown at us on the TV, you know, give us our slop trough and just let us feed. I mean, that's literally what it's like. And like I said, I don't think it's going to take anything short of people literally being physically ripped away from the comfort of their lives. What's going to have to happen is the comforts that the people in America take for granted are literally going to have to be physically ended by the powers that be in order for them to realize something is drastically wrong here. You know, maybe if their football game gets taken away from them, if their beer gets ripped out of their hands, you know, then maybe they'll start saying, hey, what's going on here? But, you know, it seems like until those creature comforts are removed, people are just going to willfully keep their head in the sand. And it's sad because really the form that that's going to take is people being thrown in gulags. I mean, that's where we're going to get to in America, and it's already happening. People are already being taken political prisoner.
I agree, and I mean, it's just getting to the point where, dude, the other day, what you went through was a perfect example. you're walking down the street and you were giving out flyers, which is, by the way, protected by the First Amendment. You don't need to have a permit to do that, just so everybody's clear. The permit's already been there for about 200 and some odd years. Right? It's called the Bill of Rights.
Yeah, I would say the permit's been there forever, for time immemorial, for eternity, because it's called a human right.
Well, very true.
To speak. You know, to speak and to communicate to people with words is a natural human right that no man can grant to any other and or ever take away. It cannot be alienated from anybody. It's called an inalienable right, an unalienable right, something that cannot be removed or made foreign to a living being, a living human being. The right to speak to another person, the right to communicate to another person through writing is something that is a natural, inherent right. It's part of natural law, and that cannot be removed from someone by any piece of legislation. Any piece of legislation that would ever be made saying that I'm going to restrict your free speech or free press in any way is on its face inherently illegitimate and should never be obeyed by anyone. You know, and that people think that you can make a law, that a law can be written down by man, and somehow that it is morally justifiable, and that other people have some sort of a moral obligation to obey a law that goes against the natural law, and that someone, that people think that that should be obeyed or respected by anybody, is just so unfathomable that people's minds could ever have been worked into a condition that is that dumb, that somebody is that stupid, that they actually believe that nonsense. I have a hard time even believing that this is where humanity has gone, that people actually believe that there is some form of a legitimacy to now rights, natural rights to free speech and press directly being curtailed in America of all places, and people are willing to even put up with that. That won't even come forward, speak, get angry, say something. We have literally been cut off from our true nature, that we won't even get angry about anything like that. Something fundamental to the human essence has been taken from humanity, has been robbed. We can't even feel, in many cases. Many people cannot even feel the normal range of human emotional response that should be felt when rights are being usurped. And that's where we're at in America. So you were referring to the incident that took place to me and my wife last weekend. We were walking after a rally in Philadelphia. It was the End the Fed rally, which they have usually twice a year here in Philadelphia. And there was a rally that started at the Federal Reserve Bank branch here in Philadelphia at 6th and Arch Streets, and it proceeded to Philadelphia City Hall at Broad and Market, and then back down Market Street back to the Federal Reserve Bank area. After this, we were getting ready to walk home. We had handed out thousands of flyers on the march route, and after the rally was concluded, Barb had worked, my partner had worked that evening, and you know, she's a nurse who works evening shift. And we were getting ready to just go home, so she was going to rest for a little bit, and then she was going to go to work. And we had a few flyers left in our hands, and we said, well, there's people waiting in line to see the Liberty Bell. Maybe they're concerned Americans who care about the devaluation of their money and why their money buys less year over year over year because of the manipulation, the monetary policy, it's so-called, that the Federal Reserve central banking system does. And in doing these manipulations to the money supply, they are creating a hidden theft, a hidden tax and theft known as inflation, which devalues the purchasing power of the American dollar. And therefore, we need more of those dollars to buy the same amounts of goods and services year over year. That's why our savings are being robbed. You put money away, the next year services and goods cost more. The money that was put away does not buy what it was valued at when you put it away. That's a theft of your savings. And for people that don't understand how that Ponzi scheme works, you need to look into it. You need to research the Federal Reserve System and understand how fractional reserve banking works and how monetary policy in this country works to devalue the purchasing power of the unit of currency called the dollar. So we were just handing out flyers that explain this process very simply, very simple flyer, and then asking people to look into the Federal Reserve System and how immoral it is. And we were handing out half-page flyers, not littering, not forcing anyone to take it, just putting it out there and saying, hey, do some research about the Fed, why your money buys less and less. You need to know this stuff. This is fraud. You know, it's our obligation to warn people. And just handing out the flyers to whoever would take it as we walked through the area from Market Street to Chestnut Street toward Independence Hall in front of the Liberty Bell area. And, you know, we continued to walk toward Chestnut Street, and two park police officers stopped me and Barb and said that we could not hand out flyers there without a permit, that we needed to pay the government for permission to ask them if we could have permission to hand them out and then pay them a fee first before we were allowed to go there with papers, with any literature at all, and hand it to people. And I calmly said to this person who said this to me, you really think that we need a permit to engage in First Amendment protected natural rights as a human being of free speech and free press? You believe that? And he said, yes, and rattled off some federal regulation, some number to me, you know. And first of all, I said, well, first of all, we are done. This has already been done. You know, it's already handed out. You know, we had a few left in our hand afterward, and we're leaving. And secondly, even if we weren't finished, we have the right, the natural right, to communicate with other people through words on a page. That's called freedom of press. And it's protected speech here in America. And I calmly informed him that, first of all, this is a natural right, that someone else cannot say you don't have this right unless you pay someone else and we'll decide whether we want to allow you to have it. I said, first of all, that's totally against the laws of nature and common sense. Secondly, nobody can write a federal regulation that curtails freedom of speech and press in this country because it's against their, even the legal system's own law. It is totally, any regulation that would even attempted to be passed would be trumped by the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights to the Constitution of the United States of America, which very unambiguously states that no law shall be made abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. And, you know, upon telling them that, they obviously got extremely angry that I was saying that, no, I don't agree with what you're telling me. You're incorrect. I said, sir, regardless of what you believe, you're incorrect. This isn't the case. You may be telling me this, and someone else may have told you that this is somehow legitimate, but you're not correct. And I'm not going to admit that that's what I need to do, because I don't need to do that to engage in free speech. And, you know, this country or any other country, that's a natural human right that can't be alienated from man, no matter what you think.
And that's what you're supposed to do, by the way. You're supposed to stand up for your natural rights, not just bow down and go, okay.
Right. I'm not just going to say to this person, oh, fine, okay. No, you're wrong. You are wrong. You are morally wrong, and you're completely incorrect. And that's why we use the same word, wrong to mean incorrect and wrong to mean morally wrong, because they're both the same thing. When you're following up on something that's incorrect, you're going to end up doing something that's morally wrong. And that's exactly what these people were doing. And they didn't like that I called them on it and immediately resort to violence, coming up from behind us, physically assaulting us, putting up me and my wife in cuffs so tight on me that I have some nerve damage in my left hand as a result of how tightly they put these cuffs on as a form of subtle torture, forced us to the ground and left these cuffs on me for almost a half an hour while they
illegally searched me when I told them I didn't consent to any searches, okay, and put these cuffs on in a way that they deliberately single locked the cuffs so that they would tighten and tighten and tighten as any little amount of pressure would be put on them as you move around. And they know that they applied them in single lock form. Anybody who knows anything about handcuffs and the difference between single locking and double locking a set of cuffs knows that if you put someone in cuffs in single lock form, you're going to cut off the blood flow to the hands and do nerve damage. And they know this. So this was done because they didn't like the fact that I called them on their bullshit and told them that they were wrong and that they didn't have a right to ask us to even stop doing this, that was going against protected free speech in America and freedom of the press in America, because their owners had told them to do that as policy. Okay, we'll get to what their owners think of them and how they just tossed them under the bus in a minute. But they told us, when I was telling them about that this being a natural right, that I did not need to pay the federal government permission to exercise, that we were not free to walk away from them. When I said that, I said, I want to be allowed to go on my way. You're stopping me. What we have handed out is already done anyway. We're done and we're leaving the area. And they said, no, you're not leaving the area. You're not free to walk away from us. And I said, what? I want to know who I've harmed. I said, you tell me who I've harmed, who I've defrauded, whose property I have stolen or damaged, that you are telling me I'm not free to leave this area? And they said, you haven't harmed anyone or done anything to anybody's property, but you're not free to walk away from us.
As if you're their cattle or something.
I'm not free to walk. And that, now you're stopping my freedom of movement because I disagreed with you about the ability to hand information to someone being a natural right.
Well, see, that's because you stood up for your rights, and that's why you have to be punished, Mark. I'm going to cut us off right there because the break's sneaking up on us. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go anywhere. We get back, we're going to get more into what happened and the outcome. Obviously, Mark is free now, but what's the outcome? And what does Mark think should be done about it? We'll be right back.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. Annabella Saberna's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department does not care for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We have to let them know the new world government has been identified, and they thought they just cloned the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up, speak out.
Shade the motion picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at shadethemotionpicture.com.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
IntelliHub.com, just the website you were looking for to get all of your news from. Whether it be health, science, geopolitics, globalism, depopulation, or the ever-increasing police state, IntelliHub.com covers it all. You can expect top-of-line daily reports from our reporters and journalists, such as Avalon, JG Vibes, Shepard Ambellis, Derek Bros, Servando Gonzalez, and more. Check out IntelliHub.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Intelligence Hub. IntelliHub.com.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Unbound Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. So, Mark, you got accosted by these power-hungry, costume-wearing individuals, and as we've said on multiple occasions on both of our own broadcasts individually and, together many a times, that they're just animating a Halloween costume and that really doesn't give them any power. But these people, we'll say, I don't want to call them gentlemen, these people that thought that they had more power than you, they locked you down, they zip-tied you, they handcuffed you, I should say. They caused you nerve damage to your hand, which, ladies and gentlemen, I have nerve damage to my hand. The listeners who have heard my show from back in the day before Unbound know that I've had operations on my hand. So I know how bad that can, just totally screw your life up. It really affects every aspect of it. You have no clue. So, Mark, that sucks, and I hope you can go after them and at least get some, medical coverage or whatever and get that looked at. But what was the outcome of this? I mean, what happened?
Well, after they told us we were not free to walk away, they came up from behind us, put us in cuffs, forced us to the ground, would not even allow us to remain standing, illegally searched me when I told them I didn't consent to any searches, took my wallet out of my pocket, ran my ID, I guess, to find who we were and if we had any other offenses, which of course we did not because we're moral individuals who don't harm anyone else. And then kept us there for like 20 minutes, at which time I was telling them, I'm actively being harmed. You're cutting off the blood flow to my hands. I can't feel my hands. And they would not loosen the cuffs. I was told to shut up. The cuffs were applied properly. And they were not. It was a direct lie, and this was done as a subtle form of torture because I challenged them, okay? And at that point, I stopped remaining calm, and I started yelling at the top of my voice. And believe me, my voice, when I exercise it, is considerable because I used to be a singer in the past in various bands, and when I raise my voice, I can raise my voice. Let's just put it that way. So I filled up the entire Independence Mall square with my voice and just made people gather from all over, telling people we've been assaulted. These people have no right to keep us here against our will. We're being held under duress. We wanted to be free to go. They told us we weren't allowed to leave for doing nothing but peacefully exercising right to free speech and press in front of the Liberty Bell and Independence Mall where this country was started and where the Declaration of Independence was signed. And people seemed angry and were gathering. Many people were gathering. People broke out cameras, were videotaping the police, were telling them that they should be ashamed of themselves for what they're doing. And it was very synchronistic. One woman who was there with her son was the descendant of one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence who had brought her son there from farther up in the Northeast to see Independence Hall and to teach him about Independence Hall and the Liberty Bell and his ancestor, Robert Treat Paine, who was one of the signers of the Declaration of Independence from Massachusetts. And she said to the police, "What kind of an example are you setting for our children?" I brought my son here to learn about the Declaration of Independence and the freedom that we have in America. And this is what you're, this is the lesson you're teaching him. That we accost people and arrest them unlawfully for free, exercising rights of free speech. Other people, I heard them say, we have symbols of free speech all around here and symbols of freedom all around here. But when you actually try to exercise free speech and freedom in America, then you get thrown in handcuffs.
That's epic.
And it's unbelievable where it was happening, in front of the Liberty Bell and in front of Independence Mall, where the Declaration of Independence was written and signed, and in front of a statue of Thomas Jefferson.
Well, perhaps you were a tool of the universe, Mark. Perhaps the universe made that happen to you so that you could have that impact on that young lad whose relative was right. Thomas Paine. I mean, hello,
well,
ladies and gentlemen.
It's Thomas Paine. He was descended from Robert Treat Paine.
Oh, okay.
Which I'm not certain that they were relatives either, but I'm not certain of that.
Okay, well, one of the Payne, I should say, of the Payne family, whatever.
Right. Sure.
The fact remains that the kid's relative, whoever it may be, is significant. And,
yes.
And now, you know, perhaps, like his, you know, his was his grandmother said, you know, or his mother, you know, what are you, what kind of example you're setting? Perhaps, maybe he'll pick up the baton of his, you know, kin. And push for freedom in the future. Who knows? Maybe you open someone's eyes. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Don't go anywhere.
Did you know that you don't have to be in front of your computer to listen to Unbound Radio? Now you can listen to Unbound Radio on your smartphone. Just download the TuneIn app at your Google or Apple store and do a search for Unbound Radio. Save us as a preset, and you can take Unbound Radio with you anytime, anywhere. Unbound Radio on TuneIn, your source for truth in a society of lies.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. Annabella Sabrina's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We have never let them know that their world government has been identified, and they thought they just cloned the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up, speak out.
Shade the motion picture. Order your copy of the movie today at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
IntelliHub.com, just the website you were looking for to get all of your news from. Whether it be health, science, geopolitics, globalism, depopulation, or the ever-increasing police state, IntelliHub.com covers it all. You can expect top-of-line daily reports from our reporters and journalists, such as Avalon, JG Vibes, Shepard Ambellis, Derek Bros, Servano Gonzalez, and more. Check out IntelliHub.com Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Intelligence Hub. IntelliHub.com.
Did you know that you don't have to be in front of your computer to listen to Unbound Radio? Now you can listen to Unbound Radio on your smartphone. Just download the TuneIn app at your Google or Apple store and do a search for Unbound Radio. Save us as a preset, and you can take Unbound Radio with you anytime, anywhere. Unbound Radio on TuneIn, your source for truth in a society of lies.
Feeling stiff? Time to unwind. Get unbound. Unbound Radio.
One day this all will change. Treat people the same. Stop with the violence. Down with the hate. One day we'll all be free and proud to be under the same sun, singing songs of freedom like.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Nice long segment. So, when we went to break, Mark was handcuffed, and I believe you said you were kneeling on the ground, Mark, or laying on the ground?
No, they forced me to the ground in a seated position.
Okay. And so now you had a crowd around you? Like
there had to be 100 people.
Oh, nice. And then, like you said, you had a relative or someone who was a relative of one of the founding fathers or revolutionary people, whatever, whoever exactly it was. But they were a relative of this individual, and very synchronistically, the universe, I think, put you in this position to not only show this kid maybe you need to pick up the baton, but also serve as an example to everybody else that was standing there. Look, like the one person said, you have symbols of free speech all around you, but God forbid you open your mouth and actually exercise it.
Right. And the nerve that these people think that they had the right to actually stop us from proceeding on our way and exercise violence, violently hold us there against our will. Because I told them I have a right to speak and engage other people peacefully with information. This is where we're at in America, and people do not think we're in a police state. And they're sitting here on Memorial Day thinking that, oh, it's so wonderful that troops are going over to foreign countries to fight for our freedom. Well, what freedom? If you don't have the right to free speech in the place where the Declaration of Independence was written and signed, you don't have freedom at all. And certainly nobody's over there fighting for your freedom. They're fighting for Halliburton. They're fighting for BP oil. You know, they're fighting for Exxon Mobil. They're not fighting for your freedom. They're fighting for the drug controllers who control the poppy fields and bring all the heroin into this country so that your children get hooked on it. That's what they're fighting for. I don't care whether they know it or not. That's what they're fighting for. You want to fight for freedom? The fight is here for freedom, ladies and gentlemen. It's not overseas. The fight for freedom is here. The people who really understand what's going on are fighting for freedom right here. They're not signing up to go anywhere. They're staying put in their own hometown, and they're telling people what's really going on in the world regarding the loss of freedom in the United States. You know? So don't give me the crap that these people are fighting for my freedom, because one, first of all, nobody protects my freedom. Freedom is earned by adherence to moral law. That's how you protect freedom. That's how you gain and keep freedom. And that's why this country isn't free, because we don't have a moral people anymore. We have people who worship a paper god and don't know the difference between right and wrong anymore. That's why we're in a cage and going into a deeper one. So back to the story, upon being the ground, I really let everybody have it at that point. And, you know, I launched into a tirade at the top of my voice, which, as I said, is considerable. And it gathered a lot of people. And they came in over and started looking and investigating what was going on, because I was very clear that our rights were being violated, and everyone there, their rights were being violated. Because if free speech is taken away from one individual, it's taken away from everyone.
I agree. That's why I even protect people's speech, and I've fought for people's free speech even if I don't agree with what they're saying. And I've had people be like, why do you do that? Because if their speech gets taken away, then mine can get taken away. That's and right. yours can get taken away. So, right. you know what? It's their right, their First Amendment protected right, I should say. It's right. Your natural born right,
that's right.
To have this freedom of expression. Okay, look, the whole concept of getting offended is crap. Okay, right. Look, people get offended, I understand, but get over it. You know, we keep going after the appeal to emotion, or that's a whole straw man that gets thrown at us right. in and of itself, but we keep falling for it, basically. Everything is emotion, emotion, emotion now. No logic, Mark. None.
Look, I was exercising a duty, which is beyond a right, to warn people about fraud that is taking place, to warn them about something that is immoral, that is being done as a result of monetary policy being set this way in the United States. This is beyond a right to speak about this. This is a moral obligation. It is a moral duty to warn people about this. And like I said, whether you agreed with the speech or not, if there were white supremacists there that were talking out against all minorities and handing flyers about how they were white supremacists and their race was better than everybody else, I would hate what they were saying, but I would not try to say that they did not have the right to say it. Okay, no matter what anybody was saying, it wouldn't matter what they were saying. Okay, if there were people there speaking for abortion rights, which I think abortion is morally wrong, I'm not a supporter of it. But hey, if you want to go there and say that people should have a right to do this, it's your right to engage in free speech, even if I find what you're saying deplorable. And I would die for someone else's rights to say their belief, what you want to say.
That's the whole point of having, you know, free speech protected, because popular speech does not need to be protected. It's right. usually unpopular speech or things that offend, quote unquote, offend or hurt or piss people off.
Right.
You know, that's the stuff that has to be protected. And there's a reason why people get pissed off. Sometimes the truth hurts depending on sure. the situation. So,
I can't even see how anybody could possibly even get offended by saying that a bank, a central bank, is doing something that is immoral. You know, most people would accept that and would believe that anyway, because we know that the banking institutions are corrupt. Most of us know that.
Well, you're probably a possible homeland terrorist now. Because,
of course. So, you know, what this is they've been told it's policy. These rangers have obviously been told, these park rangers have obviously been told, stifle any dissenting speech that you see. Anybody handing out flyers, tell them they're not allowed to do it. And that's what this is about. This is policy set to stifle any speech that is of a dissenting nature. That's where we're at in America. And that's like the beginnings of rampant communism in Russia. You know, that's the beginning of the total shutdown of a society. That's the Nazis coming to power and shutting down their political opponents. That's where we're at in America right now. And if people don't understand that, they're not paying attention. You know, they have their head completely where the sun doesn't shine, and they're sitting there watching television all day and believing what's written in the newspapers and believing what's coming off the daily news on television.
Well,
you know,
part of the problem is when you say Nazi, they'll say, well, you're talking about the extreme right wing, because every time like neo-Nazi, they always show the extreme right here in America. Let's get something straight, just so everybody understands. Nazi was short for National Socialists.
Yeah.
Okay.
The National Socialist German Workers' Party, the NSDAP in Germany.
It's kind of the same type of people we have in power now, Mark.
Yeah, it's totalitarianism. People think that totalitarianism has two different flavors. Oh, there's the right wing and left wing flavor. It's all the same thing. It's the total takeover of a society and turning an open society into a closed society where the state is God and the people have no rights. You know, you show me one de facto example, meaning indeed, of a difference between, let's say, Nazi Germany and Soviet Russia. It's the same thing. Secret police, gulags, concentration camps, you know, the state thinking that they're God, everybody's rights being suspended. you know, the state telling you what your rights are and are not. You know, that's totalitarianism. It doesn't matter what flavor or brand name you give it. You know, it's the same thing in action. So to go back to the story, we were kept there for almost a half an hour, over 20 minutes, certainly, illegally searched and held there against our will while I launched into a tirade, which made many people gather and told them that their rights were being violated and told these cops they had no right to do this. They were all morally wrong. They all knew it. None of them would look us in the eyes. This is how you could tell deep down inside they're all totally ashamed of their actions and don't want to admit that to anyone. Would not even look us in the eyes. Okay? They pulled us up and tried to hand us citations. Okay? I refused to take the citation. Barb took the citation from them. I refused to even take it from their hands. I said, I'm not taking that. You can't force me to take it. Nothing you say or do is going to make me take that from out of your hand. They read this long spiel to me about the violation that they were citing me for, quote unquote, and then asked me if I understood. One of them said, do you understand? I said, no, I do not. Just like that. And you could see all the power goes away when you use the word no from these criminal thugs. I do not understand. Absolutely not.
It's important that you said that so people understand why. Like, I've gone into many shows in the past that are in my archives. Go on Mark's website, whatonearthishappening.com, and you can see, listen to his podcast and stuff. So you understand with, in a quick nutshell, maritime law and all that, UCC and all this crap, how everything works. If you say, when they say, do you understand, and you go, yes, you're saying, I stand underneath your authority.
Right.
And Mark just told him, no.
Our authority. And I said, no, I do not.
Yeah, that's awesome, dude.
And they then tried to say, if you don't take this from us, a warrant will be issued for your arrest. And said, do you understand that? And I said, no, I do not. Because I've harmed no one. I have done nothing morally wrong. I have not defrauded any other person of life, property, stolen anything from them, or violated any of their rights. So I'm standing in right. I am standing in right, meaning righteousness, as I have done no harm. So no, I do not understand any of that, or anything you say for that matter. So they gave me my ID back and gave me my wallet back, and I guess wrote on whatever their little piece of paper there was that I, you know, refused to acknowledge understanding and refused to take it from them. And in addition to all of this total violence that was done to me and my wife and the violation of our rights that was done, my property was stolen from me in the form of the remaining few flyers that we had, which I had paid to print up. And to add insult on top of injury, I discovered that a $20 bill was also missing from my wallet after they had returned it to me. Like, can you even believe this? That these people not only did all of these violations to our rights, but in addition, just displayed that they are petty thugs to top it all off.
Dude, I had a cop shake my wife down for $10, and she came home shaking and crying when she explained the story to me. And I have no reason to disbelieve what happened, and I knew she was out doing exactly what she said she was doing. And I went as far – first, I had to calm down because I really wanted to – I wanted to go down to the police station, but I had to calm down before I went down. So I waited a couple hours, and I went down, and I took the duty sergeant out in the front, and we chatted, and – one of the other ones came out, and they decided to play good cop, bad cop, even though they both knew me. And the one was like, you know, we could have arrested her. I was like, she put up a sticker on a light pole advertising her dog walking company, a 3-inch by 3-inch sticker, which I may add, there are bumper stickers and all sorts of, you know, graffiti tags and everything else all over this thing. She puts up a 3-inch by 3-inch sticker advertising her dog walking company, and it wasn't like she made bazillions of dollars with the dog walking company. Okay. Right. Like, she's not Walmart or anything. And the cop saw her doing it and realized it was like a violation of maybe a citation, quote unquote, in their little legalese crap. Right. Well, he shook her down and scared her, said he was going to arrest her, everything else. She came back shaken up. He shook her down for $10. So you know what? It doesn't surprise me that they stole $20 out of your wallet. I'm sure they took your flyers just because they're ordered to confiscate any, whatever they call it, contraband, I'm sure is what they probably call it. So confiscate any contraband as if you're in prison. Well, I guess we really are. And then, but it doesn't also surprise me that they stole your $20 because at the end of the day, they're just thugs with a costume. And that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. A few minutes more with my guest, Mark Passio. Check out his website, whatonearthishappening.com.
For hundreds of years, an elite group of oligarchs have ruled the land, fueled by a legacy of sex, money, power, and greed. In the last 60 years, their power has become more consolidated as they have become more organized. Their own white papers and other documents show the diabolic plans they have in store for the population. Shade the Motion Picture. Order your copy of the DVD today. ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade, the Motion Picture. A view into the globalist domain. Annabella Suburba's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department does not care for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We are going to let them know the new world government has been identified, and they thought they just cleared the world economy, bring in a worldwide police state, but instead, it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up, speak out.
Shade the Motion Picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
Did you know that you don't have to be in front of your computer to listen to Unbound Radio? Now you can listen to Unbound Radio on your smartphone. Just download the TuneIn app at your Google or Apple store and do a search for Unbound Radio. Save us as a preset and you can take Unbound Radio with you anytime, anywhere. Unbound Radio on TuneIn, your source for truth in a society of lies.
Tired after a hard day of slave labor? Unwind. Get unbound. Unbound Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Final segment of the first hour, but have no fear. Hour number two, still around the corner, and Mark's not going anywhere. He's hanging out for 2 hours. Mark can never come on and just hang out for an hour ever with me. Maybe on other people's broadcasts, but not here. Him and I just get into these epic conversations. Usually, as Mark can attest to, and you'll see in my archives over on federaljack.com, we've gone 3, 4, even 5 hours before. So, yeah, 2 hours, easy. Easy walk in the park for us. So, Mark, what happened once these people, you know, they were crowded around you, you stood up, you got the cuffs taken off, you told these cops, no, I do not stand under your authority. I do not accept your citations. I will not, you know, accept your, you know, whatever. I do not stand under your authority to give me a bench warrant. What happened?
They took the cuffs off of us and gave me my ID back and let us go. But, you know, in the process, had detained us there, had arrested us unlawfully. Let's not euphemize this. This was an unlawful arrest, because if you're stopping someone from proceeding on their way and telling them that they're not free to leave the area that they're at, then you've arrested them. So this is an unlawful arrest. It was an assault because you used physical violence to keep us there against our will when we had done nothing wrong and harmed no one. It was a violation of our First Amendment protected rights, natural rights that are protected by the First Amendment. It was a violation of our Fourth Amendment protected natural rights to be secure in our persons and property, because they illegally searched me. And they did physical harm to my body, which I still have reduced feeling in three knuckles on my left hand from apparent nerve damage that has been done to my left wrist as a result of this form of torture, which, let's not mince words about what it is. It's a deliberate and subtle form of torture that I've researched this in the last few days after this happened to me, that this is a widespread thing that is deliberately done to anybody who is a political activist. Okay. They will put these cuffs on in single lock mode instead of double lock mode deliberately, so that they tighten up and tighten up and ultimately cut off blood flow to the hands and ultimately press on the nerves in the wrist and do nerve damage to the hands. This is a deliberate and subtle form of torture that I've been the victim of. And, you know, for people that say, oh, that's not that bad, take feeling away from a part of your body and you think it's not that bad. I mean, I can no longer feel a portion of my body. That has been robbed from me, you know? And this could happen to anybody. Could happen to anybody. That's the thing people have to understand. If it's happening to people now who are saying one thing, well, who's to say it's not you next for saying anything you might happen to want to speak your mind about?
Well, it just it goes to show that we really are in an Orwellian, dystopian, whatever you want to call it, you know, B-rated, police state themed movie from the 80s, one of these horrible, you know, techno police state movies that we all laughed at as kids and said, that crap would never happen, right? Where it was just over the top outlandish. Dude, we're in that right now.
It's not coming. It's here now. We are in it. It's here. You know, the question is, how are people going to get mobilized? What are you going to start doing action to help us to get out of this mess? The first thing people need to do is educate themselves and understand the difference between right and wrong. If you don't have that, you don't have anything. You're not going to make any progress. You're not going to make any difference. You're not going to make a dent in this immoral system if you don't understand morality. And you can clearly explain that to other people and help them to understand it themselves. So what happened in the aftermath of this is just going to show people, and hopefully it will eventually at some point show these criminal thugs what their owners and policy setters think of them, what their bosses think of them. Because all they think, the way they think of them is that they're good little lapdogs. As long as you obey what we're telling you to do, lapdog, go out there, sit when we tell you to sit, speak when we tell you to speak, eat when we tell you to eat, attack when we tell you to attack, lay down when we tell you to lay down. As long as you're their good little dog, as long as you're their good little pet on their lap, okay, on their leash, then we'll throw this money at you. Here's your paycheck. Here's your paper god. Okay, that's your value system. And when you're done suiting our purposes, when we've used you up enough like a cheap whore, okay, we'll toss you in the trash bin. That's what they think of their dogs. That's what they think of their federal employees. You're there to animate a suit and animate a uniform. That's it.
And they do it all the time. Okay, I mean, you can just Google, you know, feds eat their own or whatever. I'm sure that comment or statement in of itself would probably bring up enough articles. You know, Julia Davis, she worked for DHS and was just doing her job. I've interviewed her twice. All she did was her job that she was trained to do, and they landed a Black Hawk helicopter on her front lawn. So, I mean, do we really live in a free society? I don't think so, ladies and gentlemen. All right, stay tuned. We'll be back in exactly 1 minute with hour number two. Don't go anywhere. More with my guest, Mark Passio.
Now that big business has finally discovered the preparedness market, it becomes difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, with the best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and much, much more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. And don't forget to look for the deal of the day. Unique and affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. And get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, food independence, and self-reliance, visit MyPatriotSupply.com. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Want real-time information? Listen to IntelliHub with Shepard Ambellus. Weekdays, 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back with our number two here on tonight's live edition of Down the Rabbit Hole. It is May 27th, 2013, Memorial Day 2013, and I can't think of a better, more fitting way to celebrate Memorial Day than having my good friend Mark Passio on to discuss what actually is true freedom and to talk about the dogs of the powers that shouldn't be. You know what? I used to be one of those dogs. I've talked to Mark about this before. Many of our broadcasts, I told Mark, we went in depth, in detail one night during a mind control broadcast about what boot camp was like. And Mark was like, wow, that was like, you know, totally trauma-based mind control. Yes, it was. So I was one of these dogs. Like, I understand what it's like to be used and abused by the government and the powers that shouldn't be. I understand from, you know, a first-hand experience. So, trust me when I tell you they will use you and abuse you. And I was just on a minute little level. You know, I got hurt in the military and they toss you out. But look what they did, like I said, to Julia Davis. She was just doing her job and they landed a Black Hawk helicopter on her front lawn. How many others have been arrested? How about all the whistleblowers, Mark? How many times do you see whistleblowers going to jail?
Or showing up dead. Turning up dead.
Well, yeah, they usually die in mysterious car accidents or want to kill themselves suddenly, even when they're not suicidal, like Deborah Jean Palfrey, who said she wouldn't kill herself, and then they found her hanging 2 weeks later, and they said, oh, she killed herself. Really? Even though she said she wouldn't, right? And she said if they found her hanging or if they found her dead and they said that she killed herself, she was murdered. But don't pay any attention to that, Mark. That's tabloid journalism, right? It's all fake, right?
Well, see, this is obvious direct policy in the United States now. And now what their owners who get these order followers to carry out this policy are doing, when someone calls them on it, Because what they're really doing is they're just throwing everything at the wall and seeing what sticks. That's what the policy is. So they're trying to shut down dissenting speech through intimidation tactics. And they say, if we can get enough people intimidated, no one will speak anymore. And then, therefore, no one will learn about what we're doing. But if people challenge them on it like this, it's not going to stick. Okay? And the proof in that is Barb and I both get letters, certified letters this week, from the Department of the Interior that runs the Park Service, essentially throwing their employees under the bus. Okay? Not backing up what they did, not apologizing to us either, but saying, we have decided that there is no violation here that has occurred, and we are voiding the citations, and you do not have to pay anything or appear in court to defend yourself. Okay? And I'll be posting those on my website this week. So essentially, they have said, we see no wrongdoing here, and therefore, we're voiding whatever citations have been written against you and Barb. And I think they did this very smartly, as a matter of fact, because they do not want me going into their court system and giving the employees of that court system the earful that I gave people outside of Independence Hall.
And they also don't want anybody else sitting in court catching an earful.
Right.
Because then they might learn something, too. I'm going to cut us off, Mark.
Sure.
Because we have to break, sneak it up. Ladies and gentlemen, exactly 1 minute, we'll be back. Nice long segment. Stay tuned.
For hundreds of years, an elite group of oligarchs have ruled the land, fueled by a legacy of sex, money, power, and greed. In the last 60 years, their power has become more consolidated as they have become more organized. Their very own white papers and other documents show the diabolic plans they have in store for the population. Shade the Motion Picture, an Embellus and Bermas film, featuring Shepard Embellus, Jason Bermas, Alex Jones, Clyde Lewis, Webster Tarpley, Jordan Maxwell, Rosalind Peterson, Michael Murphy, reggae artist Skoll, Luke Radowski, Servano Gonzalez, and more. Buy your copy of Shade the Motion Picture DVD right now at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
Big Brother is watching. Papa Sleeping Giant is listening. Unbound Radio.
Look, let's get something straight. We are the ones with the true power. You know, this huge police state you see, and yes, it is physically there, but it's a physical manifestation of their fear of you and your true potential. And that's why they need these scary guys in scary costumes to run around and abuse you, because that's the only way you'll acquiesce is through fear. If you stand up and say, no, I don't stand under your authority, kick rocks, I'm a free individual, they have no power. Then the only thing they have is to literally, physically put their hands on you. And at that point, they are violating laws. And it's not like it used to be that nobody had a camera. Now, everybody and their mother has a cell phone that makes pancakes, and a camera is usually included in that whole mess. Okay? So they still do it, but it gives you at least that power. It levels the playing field somewhat. And the fact that Mark has a big mouth, okay, and people started to gather around also helped back it up. Okay, at the end of the day, I think it's great, dude, that the Department of the Interior said that they're going to avoid all your stuff. But I really don't think that it was because they felt that their guys really did anything wrong. I think it was because they didn't want you to show up in court.
Of course,
that would have made a bigger problem.
Of course. Of course, that's exactly right. Yeah, they don't want this being escalated because they like the totalitarian tiptoe, and they don't want people awakened to this suddenly and get it and see, look, free speech is totally being shut down because that's what is going on. But they don't, they want it done in a creeping fashion. You know, they want it in a very incrementalized, stepwise progression. Because if too many people are woken up to it quickly enough, then there goes their ball game. You know, and they won't be able to push their agenda through. So that's definitely why they just tossed these people, these order followers, under the bus. That's what they did. They just told them basically, we disavow these people's actions and we're not going to defend them, and by saying you did anything wrong. Because first of all, it's so clear to anybody standing there, we did nothing wrong. Everyone was telling them that. People were asking them, are you ashamed of yourself? This is what you signed up to be a park police ranger to do? To trample on other people's rights? You know? The people around who were appalled at what they were witnessing. And they had anger in their eyes. And I think the police could sense that. That this was going on. So, people are waking up. There weren't just apathetic people there who were just, you know, not stopping and not taking notice. Because again, my voice is considerable when I raise it. So I had people turning around in line at the Liberty Bell watching what was going on. I had people in line at Independence Mall that were looking at the whole incident. And, you know, the charges that are going to be brought against these individuals. See, when something like this happens to you, ladies and gentlemen, don't sue the department. Don't try to go after the department. You got to sue each individual personally on personal charges. Use the whole apparatus of this whole court system against them when this happens.
And now that you got that letter, that doesn't...
'Cause, and that's it. Now that's them saying, you've done nothing wrong. Now they're really done. Now they're totally done. Again, their owners used them, tried to get them to do immoral behavior as policy. When somebody called them on it, now they're saying, we know you didn't, you know, their bosses are saying, no, these people did nothing wrong. And they're tossing their order following dogs under the bus.
Yep. And we've talked about
this. And it's funny. I think it's hysterical. This is exactly what order followers deserve. You get used by people. You have such low self-esteem that you'll allow yourself to be used. Then you deserve to get thrown under the bus. You deserve what happens to you. And trust me, what's going to happen to these people is they're going to end up poor. You're going to end up poor. I hope you live in a nice house right now and you could afford the car that you drive and you could afford, you know, the house that you live in, because when we're done, you're not going to be able to afford those things anymore. Okay? And if people say, oh, that's over the top, or you're trying to be vengeful now, whatever you want to say, I'm going to do what these people deserve to have done to them, which is hurt them in the only value system that they care about, their paper god, money. So let's hurt them there. That's what these people care about. That's their value system. They don't want to learn right from wrong. They want to follow immoral orders. Well, here's what you do care about. That's what I'm going to take from you now.
And you're going to take them through their own system.
That's right. I'm going to try to have them jailed in their own system for assault charges. Now, that may or may not stick, but I guarantee you the fees that they're going to have to pay a defense attorney to fight all the charges that are going to be brought against them is going to put them in the poorhouse.
Maybe.
So you like throwing money away, apparently. I think they like throwing money away, apparently. You want to try to totally usurp and take away people's natural rights, and you think there's not going to be any consequences? Well, there's going to be consequences because you picked the wrong person.
Well, we've talked about this before. That's what the powers that shouldn't be do. They get other people to bear the karmic debt for them, so that they walk away scot-free and you end up holding the bag.
That's right. The people who made these unlawful laws, these laws that go against natural law, that go against human rights, nothing's going to happen to them in this instance. They're going to get away scot-free. You know, they issued the order of this policy. And other people said, yes, I'll follow that policy if you give me money. You pay me a paycheck, I'll do whatever you tell me, including violate other people's rights.
Well, that's where their own personal, you know, part comes in. But
right.
The whole karmic debt thing is the fact that they get these people to buy into it. Look, I even did too when I was younger, but once I got into it, I didn't agree with a lot of stuff, and you know, I had my own issues, but I never really liked the idea of having a police officer tell you what's right or wrong or be your nanny or anything like that. But I still did buy into it more. But once I started to question it myself, like I've said to you in the past, you know, that my inner true self was arguing with this, you know, programming that I'd received, especially when I was in the military, dude.
Right.
And I started to, it was conflicting because it was like two different beliefs. Like what are my personal beliefs and like what they were trying to make me a brainless automaton and do were two totally different things.
Exactly.
And I see a lot of people.
Cognitive dissonance came in there. You experienced cognitive dissonance. Your mind's telling you this is what's real, and yet your programming is telling you, no, this is what I've been taught. This is what I've been told. So you had to decide, am I going to accept reality or am I going to accept my programming? And that tension before you finally broke the programming is called cognitive dissonance. Two competing belief systems, you know, that are contradictory to each other being held simultaneously in the mind.
Well,
so you had the strength of character to finally break that.
It was pretty surreal, dude. I mean, it was hard to do. And one of the things I can honestly say, I mean, I was always a free spirit, but like, you know, you go to when I subjected myself to that 8 weeks of mind control, basically, that was, you know, I allowed myself to put that part of me in a box,
right,
and lock it away for a brief period of time. But, you know, when you're a free, true, free individual, whatever, maybe it's, I don't know, I don't think it was just me, but I'm sure other people are capable of doing the same thing, but it came out.
Right.
And I saw things like a small case. We had a protest in front of the base. They were protesting, and the way the news media portrayed it was that the protesters were going to be storming the base and that we, you know, I mean, everybody, the security personnel, I was on duty that day, were all freaking out, you know what I mean? And I was like, dude, you know, I don't know, I'm going to go out to the front. So I went out by the front gate and I hung out. And nobody else wanted to cross the little bridge there, so I drove across the little bridge from our base, and I went out and I started talking to the protesters, and I wanted to talk to them about why they're pissed off. So there was a little area that was roped off for them to stand right at the entrance, but so that they wouldn't get run over by cars that were coming in and out. And I went over right by where the entrance was, and I drove up on a little golf cart, security golf cart, and I proceeded to engage them in conversation. And I found out very fast that we both had the same thoughts on like the Kennedy assassination, because even back then I was reading books about it and other stuff, and about politics, and this one Cuban lady in particular, she really knew what she was talking about. And I was like, wow, these people are, and none of them were violent. First of all, maybe 30 of them showed up. They were talking like, oh my God, thousands are going to be there and they're going to storm the base. Like 30 of them showed up. Okay. I mean, that's literally, so I got a chance to see with my own two eyes through a pair of already skeptical eyes, you know what I mean? I already had the Hoffman sunglasses somewhat being put on my face, and here I actually get a chance to experience it, and I see, wow, dude, this was blown out of proportion, and actually, these people are like me. I agree with some of the things that they're pissed off about, like I feel for them. I can understand it. So suddenly it was much different. Not like, oh, suddenly I'm peace, love, and harmony, and out and hugging a tree. No, it wasn't like that. It's just I understood things from a different perspective. And suddenly it was like, wow. You know what I mean? And that stuff, I mean, I was already on my way there. And then I think what really helped put it over the top was I read Bill Cooper's Behold a Pale Horse.
Sure. Great
and that book. Was it.
Yeah. And a great man, too. You know, and his former radio show, The Hour of the Time. I mean, that woke a lot of people up too. See, I mean, what people, these people who are the order followers have to come to understand at some point, and people have to call them on it, is that each individual was responsible for their own actions, the actions that they take. You can't, there is no excuse that I'm following someone else, what somebody else told me to do. This is the same thing all totalitarian order followers who created police states in any given society have always tried to claim as the excuse. And it never holds any weight. It never holds any water. It never should be allowed to fly. We need to call them on that. It's nonsense. You're responsible for your own actions. If you're suppressing someone else's rights, it's you who is doing it. If you're harming other people, it's you who is doing it. You can't say, well, I'm doing this harm, and all this harm is resulting as a result of my actions, but I'm not responsible for those actions because these people over here told me to do this. You can't pass personal responsibility for your own actions off onto someone else just because they told you it was okay to do it. Wrong is always wrong, regardless of if anybody else told you to do it. It's also wrong if you believed at some point you were doing the right thing. It doesn't matter. There's a difference between right and wrong. I don't care whether you believe you're doing the right thing. There's reality. There's something called reality. And an action is either right or wrong in reality. A right action means you're not harming anybody else or defrauding them or stealing from them or damaging their property, stealing their property from them. There's no theft involved. There's no harm involved. There's no bodily harm. You're not usurping someone else's rights. You're not taking that which doesn't belong to you.
Well, that's why you didn't commit a crime. I mean, what you did was you handed out, actually, what you did should be commended. You gave out information freely and didn't charge any money for the access to it. Said here,
and out of duty, when you know someone's being defrauded, it's your duty to warn them about the defrauding that's taking place that is affecting the quality of their life. It's beyond a right. I was saying this is beyond a right. You know, a right would be me giving pieces of paper out about like some, I don't know, some movie that I liked or something and saying people, hey, go check this movie out. That's a right. This was beyond even a right. A duty is beyond a right. You know a wrong is taking place and you're warning people about the wrong that's taking place that is affecting their life. That's not even a right. That is a right, but it goes beyond a right. It's a duty. So that's a moral obligation that I was fulfilling, which no one can tell me that I cannot do that. I cannot fulfill a moral obligation to warn other people about a wrong that's being conducted against them.
No, and this is what actually you're doing that right now. That's exactly what we're doing right now.
Exactly.
I'm going to cut us off because the place is picking up on us. Ladies and gentlemen, when we get back, we're going to continue right where Mark and I are. I'm going to make him hit pause. It's hard to do when he's fired up.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. Annabella Sabrina's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We have never let them know that the world government has been identified, and they thought they just cornered the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up, speak out.
Shade the motion picture. Order your copy of the movie today at shadethemotionpicture.com.
Are chemtrail geoengineering programs changing our weather and destroying our environment? Why in the world are they spraying?
They want to create a storm in the southeast, then they'll start engineering out over the North Pacific. That's where the trailies will be.
Find out why critics are calling Why in the World Are They Spraying the most important film that is revolutionizing the environmental movement. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's just going to get worse until the point where we're not going to be able to grow anything at all unless it's a Monsanto genetically modified abiotic stress resistant seed.
Why in the World Are They Spraying? New international version with languages available from around the world. Go to whyintheworldaretheyspraying.com for more information.
It's all about money, and weather is another form of commoditizing, a way the Central Command Group can commoditize another form of our life.
Why in the world are they spraying?
And if you control the weather, you're going to control the planet. It's that simple.
IntelliHub.com, just the website you were looking for to get all of your news from. Whether it be health, science, geopolitics, globalism, depopulation, or the ever-increasing police state, IntelliHub.com covers it all. You can expect top-of-the-line daily reports from our reporters and journalists, such as Avalon, JG Vibes, Shepard Ambellis, Derek Bros, Servano Gonzalez, and more. Check out IntelliHub.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Intelligence Hub. IntelliHub.com.
Is your brain starving? Well, feed it then already. Unbound Radio. Knowledge is power. It's power.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. And I've been harping on moral culpability and taking personal accountability for your actions for a very long time, even before I was here on Unbound. But for the Unbound listeners, you know that I harp on this all the time. And I actually said that I was going to play a broadcast that Mark and I had done. I told you guys a couple weeks ago I was going to play a broadcast that we had done about this, but I don't have to play it because Mark's here to talk about it. That's one of the reasons he's on tonight. And I got to tell you, when I first had this conversation with him about moral culpability and personal accountability, I already knew about it, but it made me take a second look at myself. And I reapplied the very things that Mark and I were telling you all, you know, you should all do, right? And or not really telling you, but just putting it out there and saying that, you know, we've done in our own lives already and that he's done in his own life. I said, you know what? I have to reapply it again. And I found that even though there were things that I knew, you know what I mean, were, you know, I was doing wrong or whatever, there were still times I would make a mistake here or there and I would trip up and maybe, you know, oh, it's this or that, it's the other thing. And I would try to blame everything under the sun. Okay. And you have to catch yourself from doing that. And after I had this conversation with Mark, I found myself being able to go back over this again and start to maybe catch things that I didn't notice or I wasn't paying attention to for whatever reason. You know, life gets you distracted or whatever. So I'm glad that we're able to actually talk about this. And, you know, this is one of Mark's favorite things to talk about / pet peeves that nobody actually tries to take is, you know, moral culpability for their actions. Somebody does as simple as, you know, knocking over a glass of milk on the floor and it breaks. Oh, I didn't do that. I mean, that's a simple version of it. But, you know, when you get older in life, that leads to, you know, maybe being drunk and running someone down at 3 o'clock in the morning. Oh, no, I didn't do that. Just driving off. Right. And that's where it can go. I know it's an extreme one from one to the other, but if you're taught as a child not to take responsibility for your actions, when you're an adult, you're certainly not going to take responsibility for your actions. And if you look at how a person would react and learn to not being responsible for their own actions, you can only imagine how they'd be as an adult. So what say you, Mark?
Well, I think this is a great conversation to be having on Memorial Day in particular, because so many people want to make excuses for the imperialism of the United States of America and the soldiers who carry out that imperialism. They want to say that this is being done for the interests of the United States and to protect the freedoms of the people of the United States, when in fact that it's nonsense. That's not true. That's not why these people are being sent off to war in foreign countries. It's to secure resources, and it is to implement a foreign policy that the powers that be want implemented in other countries. We're policing the world, and we are basically propping up dictatorships and setting up regimes throughout the world. We're the new imperialists. We're the new empire of the world. And people try to make excuses for people who go into the armed services, saying they only follow their orders. They're just told what to do and they do it. And this isn't an excuse and should never be accepted as an excuse. See,
We have to understand the difference. People in this country and throughout the world need to understand the difference between following an order and exercising conscience. Now, if you think that following an order is somehow a virtue, that's some sort of a moral virtue, I would suggest to you that nothing could possibly be farther from the truth. Because all you're doing when you follow an order is abdicating your own personal responsibility to know the difference between right and wrong, which is called conscience, and then choose the right action over the wrong action, which is called the exercise of conscience. So let me just say that again. When you're following an order, when you are doing something that someone else told you to do, you are abdicating your personal responsibility, which you have at all times. I shouldn't even say you're abdicating it. You are attempting to abdicate it. You're attempting to give it away to someone else when you really, in reality, cannot do that. You're always responsible for your own actions. But when you're following an order, what you're doing is you're saying that you are attempting to abdicate personal responsibility to yourself. First, know the difference between right and wrong, which is called conscience. The knowledge of the difference between right and wrong is conscience. And then to choose, make a decision to choose the right action over the wrong action, which is called the exercise of conscience.
Mark, I'm going to pause you right there because we got a break coming up.
Sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, we get back. Nice long segment. I want to get into this deeper because this is of the utmost importance in how we're going to turn things around. We'll be right back.
For hundreds of years, an elite group of oligarchs have ruled the land, fueled by a legacy of sex, money, power, and greed. In the last 60 years, their power has become more consolidated as they have become more organized. Their own white papers and other documents show the diabolic plans they have in store for the population. Shade the Motion Picture. Order your copy of the DVD today. ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence, and the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade, the Motion Picture. A view into the globalist domain and a Bella Suburbis film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department does not care for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We are going to let them know the new world government has been identified, and they thought they just cleared the world economy to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead, it's going to bring them down.
You have to stand up. Speak up, speak out.
Shade the Motion Picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
IntelliHub.com, just the website you were looking for to get all of your news from. Whether it be health, science, geopolitics, globalism, depopulation, or the ever-increasing police state, IntelliHub.com covers it all. You can expect top-of-line daily reports from our reporters and journalists, such as Avalon, J. JG Vibes, Shepard Ambellis, Derek Bros, Servando Gonzalez, and more. Check out IntelliHub.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Intelligence Hub. IntelliHub.com.
Did you know that you don't have to be in front of your computer to listen to Unbound Radio? Now you can listen to Unbound Radio on your smartphone. Just download the TuneIn app at your Google or Apple store and do a search for Unbound Radio. Save us as a preset, and you can take Unbound Radio with you anytime, anywhere. Unbound Radio on TuneIn, your source for truth in a society of lies.
If you like a lot of Unbound Radio on your biscuit, join the club.
Personal accountability, ladies and gentlemen. What did I say going into break? I said this is the key to fixing things and turning things around. I'm not kidding. Literally, if everybody just started on a personal level, and I've said this a bazillion times, and I know Mark has too, if everybody started on a personal level taking personal accountability, things would be drastically different very, very fast. Everybody says, no, no, no. Really? Why don't we try it and see what happens? But no, everybody would rather be pessimistic or buy into, oh, you know, well, whatever. You know, I was just following orders, as Mark was saying earlier. By the way, I think the Nuremberg trials cleared that whole just following orders thing up, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I mean, I could be wrong, but I believe there were guys that swung from ropes in a gymnasium over that whole I was just following orders thing. But oh, maybe I'm wrong.
You know, this is where we're at in America, that we somehow make excuses for this attitude and say, well, this is just people doing their jobs. This is what these park police kept saying over and over again. I'm just doing my job. No, you're not just doing your job. You're harming other people. You are committing crimes. What they did to us was criminal. It was a crime. Just let, now, whether anybody goes to jail over this crime is irrelevant. A crime was still committed. This is what people need to understand. These are people who think they can legally get away with committing crimes because they're in a position of quote-unquote authority. They think they can hurt people and get away with it. They think they can defraud people of their rights and get away with it. They think they can do violence to other people and get away with it. And unless people hold them accountable, they are going to get away with it. I'm going to do everything in my power to hold them accountable because they are accountable for their own actions. See, what we have to understand is, again, conscience, following conscience, is diametrically opposed to following orders. Exercising your conscience, if you're truly doing that, you cannot be following someone else's orders. Let me give a couple of quick examples for this to try to illustrate this. Okay? If, let's say I'm the order giver. Okay? And I have a friend, he's the order follower. All right? So let's say my friend Jim, he's the order follower. I whisper into his ear and I say, you see that person over there? Take that hammer there that you got in your hand, go up behind him and smash the back of his head with that hammer. Now, if he follows that order, who's personally responsible? Me or him? I would suggest both of us bear responsibility for what would happen because I told him to take that action. But I would suggest that the person who does the behavior bears the lion's share by far of the personal responsibility because they committed the behavior. They actually did the action. The action would not have gotten done if they didn't actually do it. They made it happen. They made it come into manifestation in reality. So that person could not possibly have been following conscience, because if he was following conscience, he would not have done a wrong action. Now let's look at it from the opposite perspective of a right behavior. Let's say that there was a person who was hurt, maybe bleeding, and I told Jim, hey, Jim, go over there. I'm commanding you. Go over there and help that woman. Put pressure on the wound until the bleeding stops or until an ambulance arrives. And that's an order. Go do it. And he says, yes, sir, I follow my orders. And he goes and does that. Now, he's actually done something that is right, but he hasn't exercised conscience. He didn't do that because he, in his own mind, made the determination that that was the right thing to do, that that was right action, and then did it. Instead of ignoring it, even though he saw the person bleeding and did nothing. So just because he actually did a right action doesn't mean the reason that he did it was legitimate. He did it because he was following an order, not because he knew it was the right thing and then acted on the right. This is what we have to understand, that there is a difference between knowing yourself what right and wrong are and choosing the right over the wrong and listening to what someone else is telling you to do. So whenever anybody says, oh, people in the military, they can't be held accountable. They're just order followers. They're just doing their job. They're just, you know, carrying out their commands. You're saying it's okay somehow for them to say that they're not personally responsible for their actions because they're listening to what someone else told them to do. That's not exercising conscience. You cannot be exercising conscience if you are following orders. By definition, the two are diametrically opposed. They are antitheses. They are polar opposites of each other. By definition, if you're following conscience, you cannot possibly be following orders. It's an impossibility. A total impossibility to be following someone else's orders and following conscience simultaneously.
Yeah, they're diametrically opposed.
Right. And so many people, and I'll give you another little anecdote. Barb was trying to have this discussion with someone on Facebook today, on Memorial Day, about troops following orders and going and committing crimes and, basically doing war in other, committing war in other country, in other countries that they're sent, that they have no right to be in, okay, that they're told lies about why they're there. And they're saying, well, we just do what we're told. We're not paid to think. We're not paid to question. We're paid to do what we're told. And their wives are okay with that. Their mothers are okay with that. Their daughters seem to be okay with that. Their fathers. Nobody wants to call them on this and say what you're doing is wrong. All order following is wrong, period. I don't care whether you're a cop, a soldier, somebody in the government. If you're listening to what somebody else is telling you and you're not making up your own mind about whether what you're doing is right or wrong, then you can't possibly be a good person. That's all it really comes down to. Nobody wants to say it to someone like that. I'll be the one to say it to them like that. If you're following orders, you're not a good person because you're not exercising conscience. You're doing what you're told. And we're taught that somehow this is a virtue to do what we're told. This isn't virtue. This is the opposite of virtue. This is the pathway to all evil in the world, doing what you're told. You need to know the difference between right and wrong for yourself and take the personal responsibility to choose, to make a moral judgment and choose the right action over the wrong action for yourself, not because anyone told you what it was. That's responsibility. That's exercising conscience, and that's what people want to run away from because that takes work. That takes introspection. That takes understanding. That takes deprogramming yourself. Excuse me.
It also takes facing some inner demons that some people might not want to face, because when you actually face yourself, you see things about yourself that you don't like, and you actually have to accept the things about yourself that you don't like rather than project them out onto other people around you or the world and attack it. And people don't like that. Some people can't handle that, dude. That's too deep for some people, you know what I mean? That's looking too far down their own personal, you know, inner rabbit hole, if you will. People are afraid to face themselves. Why do you think people play music so much in the car when they're driving? How come so many people can't sit and, you know, put music or sit in a car by themselves driving for a half hour with their own thoughts? They have to have music so they can kick some sort of tune and sit back and just drive, because their brain goes on autopilot, right? Because after a while, it's pretty easy to drive. Your brain takes over the mechanical functions, and your subconscious actually can pretty much do it. It happens, okay? People don't even realize it. And you're just tuned out. Why are people so afraid to be with themselves, Mark? I wonder. What are they afraid to find? Maybe they might take some personal accountability, perhaps?
They're afraid to find that they're ultimately holding up this system of slavery by their belief system. They agree that there is authority in the world. They agree that this should be like this. And they don't want to look at that fundamental wrongness that underlies that belief system, and how they're ultimately not only putting themselves in chains, not only helping to put everybody else that they know in chains, but ultimately to put their children in chains, those who will come after them, and their children's children in chains. And they know that that's such fundamental wrongness. They know that that means that ultimately they can't be good people deep down inside. And they don't want to look at that, because to change from a person who's a fundamentally bad person deep within themselves to a good person who doesn't willingly participate in anything that is morally wrong is very hard work. That means you have to become totally personally responsible for your own actions. You know?
People can't do that, Mark. People are deathly afraid to become responsible for their own actions. Look, I can understand, because it's almost like we've been programmed to think that that's, you know, the scariest thing to do, when in reality, it's like the best thing you could do, because once you face your own demons and deal with it, and just, you know, if there's something about yourself you don't like, then change it. Own up to it first. Admit, you know what? Yeah. Maybe you drink too much, right? We'll use that example. Maybe somebody's an alcoholic and they drink too much, and they're just an a-hole when they drink. Well, you know what? Maybe own up to the fact that you're an a-hole when you drink, and you alienate people around you, and do something about it. I mean, it's that simple. And I know, I'm not saying to alcoholics who I'm going to email from, it's not easy to be, I'm not saying that that's the easy part. What I'm saying, I was just using that as an example. What I'm saying is easy is you have to just admit, yes, there's a problem. We always say it's the hardest part, it's the biggest step. But honestly, we make it that huge step. We're the ones that make our own cages. I find this in my own life, and I tell people, I try to point it out when I'm doing it to myself, and then I try to point it out to others as well. We make our own cages, our own roadblocks, dude. I catch myself doing it. I know nobody's perfect. I know everybody does it. I know, I'm sure you've caught yourself doing it. It's amazing how not only do you have the programming, but once, I guess, your brain is in that kind of mode, you literally do it to yourself. I mean, you keep yourself, you give yourself your own roadblocks, your own bars. It's amazing. You literally create your own prison in your own mind. Once you realize what you're doing, okay, and you start to take personal accountability for your actions instead of throwing everything else on everybody else around you, and you start owning up for the things that you don't like about yourself, and you fix them or, you know, do something positive, it's amazing the change you have. And then that emulates outward into the world.
Exactly, which is proof that the only way the external situation could ever possibly be changed is to change the internal situation. We have to change what's going on inside of us and our belief system about what we believe is real. Ultimately, that has to be changed before anything will be reflected. Any change will be reflected in the external surroundings in our environment.
And the only way that we can do that is by understanding natural law, by understanding moral law, the difference between right and wrong, and how this ultimately governs human behavior and what we create, how we create what we create. Once we understand that, that's the occulted information that the occultists do not want us to understand how that works. If we understand that, we're going to be able to consciously co-create something different. Right now, what we're doing is we're unconsciously co-creating the reality that we all experience here on the earth, because we don't understand how the laws of nature work with our behavior, with our decision making, and the behaviors that we take to ultimately bring about the manifested results in our lives. We don't understand how that process works.
I've talked about this many a times, ladies and gentlemen. He is dead on accurate. We're going to break. Stay tuned. Final segment coming up. Don't go anywhere.
Are you looking for a fresh new option when it comes to getting your daily news? Look no more. IntelliHub.com. Independent news for independent minds. Check out our exclusive articles daily by top reporters at TheIntelliHub.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Get ready for the epic new documentary adventure ride of your life. Shade, the motion picture. A view into the globalist domain. Annabella Sabrina's film.
Nothing in this world works the way you think it does. Nothing. Governments do not operate the way you think they do. Banks do not do what you think they do. The police department is not here for what you think it is. Nothing in your world works the way you think it does.
We have a Western now, the new world government has been identified, and they thought they just cloned the world economy, to bring in a worldwide police state, but instead, it's going to bring new gold.
You have to stand up, speak up, speak out.
Shade the motion picture. Order your copy of the DVD today at ShadeTheMotionPicture.com.
Did you know that you don't have to be in front of your computer to listen to Unbound Radio? Now you can listen to Unbound Radio on your smartphone. Just download the TuneIn app at your Google or Apple store and do a search for Unbound Radio. Save us as a preset and you can take Unbound Radio with you anytime, anywhere. Unbound Radio on TuneIn, your source for truth in a society of lies.
Unbound Radio, your source of truth in a society of lies.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Final segment. Man, 2 hours always flies by with you, Mark. The one thing that I did not get a chance to ask you about, and I probably should have asked you this right in the beginning, my bad, but there was so much I wanted to get into, including moral culpability and, you know, important things that I, you know, well, not that it's not important, but so many things that I deemed super important that I wanted to pick your brain about tonight that I completely forgot to ask you about. Sure. You had the Free Your Mind conference, the second one, part two, this within the past couple weeks. I think it was back last month, right, in April?
Yep, about a month ago, yep.
And you had an amazing lineup of speakers and guests. How did the whole conference go? We got about 5 minutes. How did the whole conference go? Are there going to be videos and stuff? And plug your websites and everything else, and Mark's sure. final thoughts.
Sure. Oh, it was the most amazing experience of my life, is the only way that I could describe the Free Your Mind 2 conference. Could not have gone any better. Just an amazing group of people to work with. The speakers were incredible. The crowd was incredible. The energy present in the room was incredible. So much empowering information was shared. I was blown away by the quality of all the presentations of the speakers. And it's just, without any question, the greatest thing I've ever done in my life. That's the only thing I could say about the Free Your Mind 2 conference. For those people who are asking about the videos, we are working on them. Our friend Chris, who helped us with the conference and who recorded everything, he's has all the material, and we're getting the videos edited, and they're going to be out soon. I don't want to give an exact date. Just hang in there. Be patient. They're being worked on. We're going to try to do some form of a pay-per-view format at the beginning, and then we're going to eventually release the videos totally for free in HD, full HD on YouTube. So hang tight. You know, the videos are coming. We're working on that. It's a lot of work to get that done. You know, and takes a lot of time and talent. So they're going to be dynamite, though. So it'll be well worth the wait. And the information that people will hear is going to be very empowering when we explode it onto the world and get this information out there in an even bigger way through all the videos of each speaker. So you could check out the conference webpage and keep watching that for the video releases. It's freeyourmindconference.com. This was the second one. And I'm really looking for eventually someone to take the organizational aspect of this conference from me, because it's a bit much to do all the things that I'm doing plus speak at a conference and do the organizational work. I'd like to pass off the organizational aspect of it to someone and, you know, maybe just speak at one of the next ones as it comes up. But as of right now, I don't really see myself doing a third unless someone else steps up to take the organizational aspect from my plate, and I'd love to speak at a third one if there is one. But as far as I'm concerned, this was the best event that I ever took part in or personally attended. Also, my website is whatonearthishappening.com. You could check out the videos that are up there, and I always recommend people go to the podcast page where the bulk of the information is at on that site. Go back to number one and proceed forward through the podcast in order. It is an ordered linear tapestry of information that can help somebody see the big picture patterns that are taking place in our world, in human consciousness, and can help them to heal the worldview problem that, you know, the way that they're seeing things, or maybe the reason they can't see certain things. This tapestry of information can help to heal those worldview issues and get you onto the path of truth, and help you to, you know, go and look at this information for yourself, drive you to look at this for yourself and become, you know, a self-taught individual that, you know, has the will and the drive to research this information more on your own. So that's my website, and I would say my final thoughts are all that this is ultimately all about conscience. Conscience in Latin, if you break it down, the word, the prefix con in Latin means together or with. And then the verb scio, sciere in Latin, which with the root of the word science is, means to know or to understand. So putting them together, we have to know or to understand together. Okay? So what conscience is common sense. And this is the problem, that we have lost common sense. We have lost conscience. We have lost touch with conscience. Common sense. Common knowledge of right and wrong. And until we get back
that common sense knowledge of the difference between right and wrong and exercise it in our daily lives, not because someone else ordered us to or told us that that was the right thing, but because we exercise our own will and we make that judgment within ourselves to know the difference between right and wrong and exercise that personal responsibility. Don't expect anything to change in the external world. That is an internal process that we have to use the desire to know. We have to exercise true care and true will to come into the possession of that knowledge and then exercise it in the world.
The law of correspondence, right? As above, so below. The micro into the macro. Mark, I'm going to cut us off. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, that's why certain little groups use that motto, because, again, it's occulted knowledge, like Mark said. Research, research, research. Ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. Catch you all again tomorrow night. Love you all. We're out of here.